Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Just staying with us on this Friday morning, 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with the program. Time permitting, we'll try to get to the remainder of these texts. Joining us now, he is our returning champion. We do this about this time every Friday. We'll have to make some accommodations for next week. We won't be on the air on Friday. But State Senator Chris Elliott joins us on the line. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. It is a beautiful day in South Alabama.
Hey, well, thanks for coming on. We always appreciate the time. I guess we'll start here. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about this. You and I don't know. I can't remember if we talked about it on air or not. But I kind of looking at the 2026 cycle, and at least legislative-wise, and I know you got a challenger, but I still believe it's pretty much another one of the – just it will go as it historically has, where you'll have a lot of incumbents that will just be prohibitive favorites and not to expect too much craziness this cycle at the legislative level.
Well, I think that's historically true. I mean, look, I think that when you start talking about candidates that are really, you know, kind of serious about running and challenging incumbents, it's a tough road to hoe. There's no question about it. History's proven that, and it's just not usually successful. But look, from my standpoint, you know, I look at this as a job interview. Every 4 years, you know, I have to re-interview for this job, talk about my record, what we've done, and what the plans are for the future to continue to fight for coastal Alabama to get its share, and to, you know, to fight the entrenched bureaucracy in Montgomery, and bring some common sense to our state government. And so those are the things I focus on that you and I get to talk about every single week. And so I look at this as a great opportunity to reengage, you know, my constituents, almost an excuse to reengage them. I do that constantly, but to be able to talk to them about what we're doing and to really have their interest and a reason for them to pay attention, because there's a campaign. And so I'm stoked about it. I'm excited about it. I love this stuff. I love talking to the folks I represent and explaining to them, hey, this is what I've been doing, and this is what we're doing next, and this is why I'm excited about it.
Well, what are you hearing there? I mean, are you know, now that you're campaigning, and it'll be different, I guess, this time around, but when you talk to people and I guess once you get past that, you're not actually in Washington, D.C., that you're in Montgomery. what are you hearing?
You know, I hear great stuff. I hear good, positive messages. I mean, you know, the ability to come on your show weekly is huge. Talking, to the Republican women's groups around the county is fantastic. We have four of them now in Baldwin County. Talking to the Lions clubs and Rotary clubs and Kiwanis clubs all around the county, but I do that all year long, and so being able to really talk about initiatives and again, Jeff, almost an excuse to really go through, hey, this is what we've done. We've cut the grocery tax in half, right? This was the state's single largest tax cut in the history of Alabama. That's a big deal. But what do we need to do? We need to figure out how to rein in our budget so we can cut the other half of it off and do that, all while being fiscally disciplined and fiscally conservative to make sure we keep our budgets in the great shape they're in right now. And so being able to articulate that message is just exciting. You can probably hear it in my voice. I'm stoked. I'm ready to go. And I always, you know, if you're an elected official that doesn't like campaigning, you probably ought to rethink whether or not this is something, you know, this is the right spot for you to be in, because it keeps you in touch with and gives you a just yet another reason to stay in touch with your constituents and hear what they're talking about, what's important to them.
I mean, at your pedigree, how you kind of got into this, you got into it on the election side, and you probably never really thought about it, but now you're where your focus has become more of the politics inside the state house, but getting back and doing the outside the state house politics. I mean, it's still politics, but it's they're two very different sort of animals.
Well, they are. I mean, you're right. Running a campaign and then serving are two totally different things. But look, any part of a campaign for an incumbent has to be what? Are you effective? Are you getting things done? Are you moving the needle? And that ought to be a question that that voters ask of elected officials. And they ought to ask the same question of somebody that's challenging them, right? Is this guy going to be effective? Is he going to, you know, has he proven to be effective, or is the challenger going to be effective? And so, you know, I look back at the over 90 pieces of legislation that I've either sponsored or co-sponsored that have become law, that are meaningful pieces of legislation that do good things for the state of Alabama, but specifically for coastal Alabama, which I fight hard for every day. And so that's my goal, is to articulate that message and get out there. But you know, it's different governing, no question about it. But you need to be able to explain your record, and you need to be able to demonstrate that you've been effective. That's a critical part of the campaign.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program. Well, and it's also this, and I talk about this, you have your fair share of critics, and that's with any political office. So much of it is kind of like standing up to the bureaucracy. And I go all the way back to the ATRIP 2 stuff. You took a hit there. Standing up on the toll bridge, but like having to like take on what ought to be, you know, generally 90% of the time a friendly administration. But I mean, it's been rocky at times with Governor Ivey, and just having to, I mean, not a lot of guys do have the courage to say, no, this is, I don't know what's going on here.
Well, thanks for that. I mean, look, I call balls and strikes, right? I mean, I tell the governor's office all the time when they kind of act surprised and say, hey, you're with us on this. And I said, well, you're right on this. And when you're wrong, I'm not going to be with you. And so she was wrong on the toll bridge. You know, a $6.50 toll was crazy. They were going to try to push through with it like it was. And I'm glad that, you know, a collective group of folks were able to get together and stop them from moving forward. Now the challenge is, okay, let's get it back on track, and let's get it back on track with something that's, you know, tolerable as opposed to something that was completely intolerable. And so, yeah, I have no problem calling balls and strikes and standing up for what's right, whether it's the governor's office or some state agency that's doing something wrong or whatever. That's my job, Jeff. That is my job for the people that I represent, is to fight for them. And I have that reputation in Montgomery, and I have that brand. I also have the reputation and the brand of being effective at fighting. And there's a big difference there. You can yell into the wind all you want to, but can you affect change, and can you make things happen or conversely not happen? And I think I've proven that I can do that. And so my job interview, my request is, you know, if you want somebody to fight for you, and fight for your small business, fight for your area, fight for, you know, the waterways and the coast and our way of life, then I'm your guy, and I've got a proven record of doing so.
Now, I was in Huntsville during the toll bridge saga, and during your campaign in 18 when you ran, if I recall, like a big part of your campaign was, you know, we were just suffering the BP oil settlement and the way that the legislature kind of just took from the coffers here. But I tell you what really opened my eyes, Senator, about that, and I think this is like kind of pertinent to this discussion about, you know, whoever is this part of the state sends to Montgomery. But they were really playing fast and loose with the facts. I mean, like you guys down there, just, I mean, and so – the governor's office is talking to me like I am a Huntsville guy. Like I you know, that Mobile and Baldwin County might as well be Venezuela. It is so far removed. And then, I mean, like I like they didn't understand. I mean, I having spent a lot of time here and lived here, but they were telling me that, look, these guys down there, you can't trust them. They just want their free bridge to the beach. And we have a free route that we're trying to that's available to them. And the free route, as you know, it was like And I can't imagine directing a bunch of traffic through downtown Mobile, through the Bankhead Tunnel, and onto the causeway, how that was going to go. But they were telling me, you know, it's just these people just don't want to pay their fair share. And they were really pitting at the time parts of the state against one another. And I really like, well, this is kind of what they did during the BP settlement. And they said the same sort of things. Now, they haven't done that as much lately, I don't think, with the geographic sort of tribal, you know, politics that's been in this state over the years. But, I mean, it's a real thing that if you send someone up there who doesn't really get that, that becomes problematic.
Sure it does. Sure it does. And I'm glad you brought up the BP settlement. I mean, that was something that happened right before I got in the legislature. I was serving on the county commission at the time, and I was just aghast that was something that we would let happen, or that they would, with a straight face, try to articulate that somehow or another that money needed to be spent to, of all things, prop up Medicaid. I mean, that is so far removed from the purpose of that settlement that it was asinine. And so one of the first things I did in the legislature was file a bill to protect our Go Mesa money, right? And to make sure that oil and gas lease revenue that comes from the feds to the state could only be spent in coastal Alabama. And so that was a fight. It took more than 1 year to get it passed. But now what are we seeing? Almost $75 million a year that is coming to the state that then is mandated to be spent for shoreline restoration projects, boat ramp projects, preservation of wild areas and things of that nature that may otherwise have gone somewhere else. And oh, by the way, the governor's office tried to amend that piece of legislation so that they could spend it where the water touches, you know, something that has to do with the Gulf. And we're no way, absolutely not. And we stopped that from happening. So you're right. It's a fight. It's a constant fight. You have to be on your toes, and you have to know how to use the rules and the relationships that you've built around the state to make sure you protect your area, our area. Otherwise, you're going to get steamrolled.
I mean, and, you know, I got back to the Alabama game around 2017, 2018, right before you got there. And after the BP saga, I mean, it really was like a middle school dance with the the South Alabama guys on one side of the room at all these events, and on the North Alabama guys on the other side. You go out to eat at Central, I guess, is where everybody went back then. And the South Alabama guys would all be together. They trek it out the Hope Hole to the hotels there. I mean, and you don't really – that's not really a thing as much as it was, say, 6, 7, 8 years ago.
Well, it's certainly something I've tried to break away from. And so some of my best friends in the legislature, in the state house, and certainly in the Senate, are North Alabama guys, right? And we look out for each other and we work with each other. And so on the Go Mesa bill, for instance, I had to have support from North Alabama in order to make that happen. And a lot of that was built on the relationships that I made when I got to the Senate. And so you had support from now the pro tem, Senator Garland Gudger, for a Go Mesa bill. That was huge, right? And so some of my, you know, again, some of my best allies are North Alabama guys, and we work well together to try to protect what we can in our particular districts. And so whether it's looking out for the TVA guys when it comes up to their stuff, or them looking out for Go Mesa stuff when it's me, we try to take care of each other. And that's such an important thing, because you cannot do it alone. I mean, this is very much a team sport, and you gotta find your own team and build your own team. I'm just glad that as my class kind of matures and gets more seniority, we are really in the areas now where we can do that more effectively, and we can advocate for our constituents more effectively.
Yeah. And here's the dirty thing about all of this sort of tribal politics. Like, yeah, it was pretty raw after the BP, the way that went. But I found this to be the case, and I think that the toll bridge fiasco is the textbook example. But it would show up in other places where someone in establishment Montgomery, BAs or in the governor's suite or wherever, whatever bureaucracy, they would really play that, right? They would really play these geographic sort of skirmishes up and try to their advantage. And I think that's off the table now. And now maybe it's still going on in some places. And obviously, you know, everyone's want their highway or they're going to want their education funding, or, you know, they're going to want the says built in their district instead of in Demopolis or whatever it is. But you know what I'm talking about? They would, but it was more kind of devious than that, though. It was like, well, those guys down there, they just don't want to pay for their thing, or all the money. It's just those guys at Huntsville. You got to watch out for those guys at Huntsville. And I find that to be like not really on the table as much as it used to be.
I think that's the case. And again, I think that's the result of new leadership and new senators, right? And again, a lot of my class that came in at the same time that have really good relationships with each other. And so we are able to say, hey, this is good for Huntsville. Let's do this. This is good for North Alabama. Let's do this. But also, hey, this is really good for coastal Alabama, and taking a different approach, right? Making the argument that we can all succeed as a state if we work well together, but that we invest in those areas of the state that generate revenue for the rest of the state. And so that's, we haven't been totally successful at that, right? The governor has not adhered to those principles, but a lot of us in the legislature have. And so when we talk about where resources go, we try to put resources where they yield dividends, like any good business person would do. And a lot of times that is in Huntsville. A lot of times that is in the, you know, the Birmingham, Jefferson County area, but a lot of times that's in the coast too. And so we continue to invest down here. I am thrilled when you look at state transportation dollars. The last time I looked, we're receiving more state transportation dollars in Baldwin County than any other county in the state. And that's a huge win, and one that I'll have to continue to work at to make sure we're successful with. But those types of things just don't happen. You got to fight for them. You got to build relationships to make them happen. And you've got to stay on it to make sure that it happens consistently.
Sarah, we'll leave it there. Maybe we'll get you on next week. We'll just see how the schedule falls. But thanks for hopping on this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. Everybody, enjoy this beautiful weekend. We truly live in the coolest place on earth.
State Senator Chris Elliott there. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
This is where you get off, boy, because I'm going back to Alabama. As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, Mr.